This morning's gospel is taken from the first chapter of John. John, as you know, is the most theological of the four gospels. The other three approach the life of Jesus from something of an historical perspective. But John comes at it differently. He begins his story of Jesus with what has come to be called the prologue, that beautiful, poetic description of God's Son, the Word, existing from the beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the climax of the salvation story, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Or as Eugene Peterson, in his paraphrase, The Message, puts it, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. John's gospel has no birth narrative. There are no shepherds, angels, manger, kings from the east. Instead, Jesus appears as an adult, and his cousin, John the Baptist, is intent to let people know that this is Messiah, the promised one, the Lamb of God. And John keeps telling his followers, I'm not the one you're looking for. John says in one way or another, it's not about me. It's not about me. No matter what you and the crowds who come out into the wilderness to see me and be baptized, I'm not the one. And again and again and again, he points away from himself to this Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. And then Jesus appears on the scene. And the first words of Jesus appear in the form of a question, an ordinary question with extraordinary significance. What are you looking for? It's better translated from the Greek, what are you seeking? What are you seeking? So according to John, Jesus' ministry begins not with a mighty command to silence a demon, as in Mark's gospel, nor with a sermon to the crowds who have gathered on a mountain, as in Matthew, and not with a quotation from Isaiah to proclaim the anointing for the year of God's favor, as in Luke. But John has Jesus' ministry beginning with a question. What are you seeking? What are you looking for? What do you need? When Jesus asked the two disciples the question, what are you looking for? They answer with another question. Where are you staying? Now, the disciples are not asking Jesus for the location of his tent or the address of the house he's visiting. They want to know about the enduring, eternal dwelling place of the Lamb of God. Where are you staying? The Greek word for staying means abiding, remaining, dwelling. Later in John's gospel, Jesus promises to abide in those who abide in him. So the disciples ask Jesus, where can we find you? So that we can abide in you, so that we can live in you. Where can we find you? Where shall we go to be with you, to receive what you have to offer? Where can we be in the very presence of God? And Jesus replies, come and see. Come and see. And after staying with Jesus for a while, after abiding with him for a while, They go to tell others about Jesus. Andrew goes and finds his brother Simon and tells him, "We found him. We found Messiah." And then Andrew brings his brother to Jesus. So Andrew and Peter and the other disciples found and were found by Jesus. They discovered what it means to abide in him, to live in him. They came to know and love this man from Galilee who was love incarnate. And down through the ages, they have told others. And they have told you and me. And we have come to believe through the Holy Spirit at work in the church. Jesus' question to the disciples is his question to us this morning. He asks it of you and me today. What are you seeking? Now that's a question worth wrestling with as individuals and as a congregation of St. Thaddeus. What are you looking for? What motivates you? What is it that you really, really need? Not just on the surface, but deep down in the very core of your being. Why are you here this morning? In a world dominated by the acquisition of stuff, of material things, in a world characterized by hatred and strife, in a world filled with contention and dissension, why are we gathered here this morning? Aren't we here today because we have found Jesus is here? In word and sacrament, in our concern for the members of this family of God in this place called St. Thaddeus, in our concern for those beyond these walls as we reach out to the hungry, the homeless, the downtrodden, we find Jesus in one another when we look into the faces around us. John's gospel is telling us, if you want to know the Word made flesh, come and see Jesus. If you want to know what love is like, come and see Jesus. If you want to experience God's glory, to be filled with bread that never perishes, to quench your thirst with living water, to be born again, to abide in love, to behold the light of the world, to experience the way, the truth, and the life, to enter into life everlasting. If you want to know God, come and see Jesus. Amen.